Why do some people radiate joy while others struggle to find contentment? The answer lies at the intersection of ancient wisdom and cutting-edge science. Happiness isn't merely determined by circumstances or genetics, it's a skill that can be cultivated through evidence-based strategies. As an evolutionary psychologist who survived the Lebanese Civil War and nearly wasn't born at all, Gad Saad approaches happiness with both existential gratitude and scientific rigor. His work bridges the gap between understanding why we feel what we feel and leveraging that knowledge for a more fulfilling life. The relationship between happiness and health works bidirectionally. Happy people exercise more, eat better, and show lower cortisol levels and inflammation. Mentally, they're satisfied with good enough outcomes rather than maximizing every decision, and they're more adept at finding silver linings, a trainable mindset regardless of genetics. Personality significantly influences happiness, with extroverted, agreeable, and conscientious individuals who score low on neuroticism tending to be happier. This diversity persists because different traits prove advantageous in different environments. Evolution has maintained this variation for good reason. I decide, therefore I am. Among countless daily choices, selecting a life partner impacts happiness most profoundly. The Harvard study of adult development confirms relationships are crucial for healthy aging, with strong social connections increasing survival rates by 50%. Finding the one works through multi-attribute compensatory choice. We offset shortcomings in one area with strengths in others. Research shows couples sharing similar values have more successful long-term relationships. People generally pair with others of similar overall mating value, a composite of desirable traits. When a couple's relative mating values diverge significantly over time, marriages face major stressors. Successful marriages require humility. French distinguishes between positive pride, fierté, and negative pride, orgueil. When partners refuse to admit mistakes or apologize, marriages accumulate unresolved negativity. As Corinthians 13:4 notes, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Aristotle's concept of the golden mean, finding the sweet spot between extremes, creates an inverted U-curve for optimal happiness. This principle appears across cultures. Buddha's middle way balances self-denial and indulgence, while Confucius taught that the superior person embodies the mean. The Yerkes-Dodson law demonstrates how performance follows this inverted U relationship with arousal. Too little stress creates insufficient focus, while too much becomes paralyzing. Athletes' optimal arousal levels vary by sport. Gymnasts need higher arousal than archers for peak performance. This principle extends to parenting. Between tiger mother strictness and laissez-faire permissiveness lies the optimal approach. Students with intermediate levels of parental supervision score 23% higher academically than those with extremely strict or completely hands-off parents. Even happiness should be pursued moderately. Excessive striving for happiness can increase gullibility and loneliness. Research shows accepting a natural range of emotions produces better psychological outcomes than pursuing constant happiness. Play isn't just for children. It's fundamental to human nature and enhances happiness throughout life. As Stuart Brown notes, when we play, we are engaged in the purest expression of our humanity. Play has evolutionary roots, developing survival skills, building resilience, fostering creativity, and promoting cooperation. Research confirms that playful adults enjoy greater psychological and physical well-being, with curiosity and zest among the top character strengths linked to life satisfaction. Self-deprecating humor signals confidence, while laughter provides documented health benefits, protecting against specific mortality risks in men, infections, and women, cardiovascular diseases. Finding a partner who shares your playful disposition is crucial for happiness. Cross-cultural studies show marital satisfaction correlates with a spouse's humor level. Life is fleeting and precious, and a playful mindset helps navigate challenges. Being playful doesn't mean lacking seriousness. Many austere moments are enriched by tapping into our inner child with wide-eyed excitement. Persistence and resilience in the face of rejection are vital for success. Enduring failure makes one anti-fragile, stronger through adversity. Even apex predators like wolves and lions fail frequently in hunting, demonstrating that failure is natural. Stressors are necessary for optimal development. Fine wines come from struggling vines, and trees in biosphere 2 couldn't mature without wind stress that strengthens them. Similarly, children need exposure to certain environmental stressors to develop properly. Rejection precedes most success stories. Zinedine Zidane was rejected for being too slow, Lionel Messi too small, Michael Jordan was cut from his high school team, and J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter was rejected by 12 publishers before becoming a bestseller. Learning from failure requires correctly attributing its causes. The fundamental attribution error occurs when people credit themselves for successes while blaming others for failures. With startup failure rates around 90%, entrepreneurs must embrace failure as the norm. Regret torments our minds, preventing tranquility and producing physical consequences, elevated cortisol, worse physical symptoms, and higher depression risk, especially in older adults with fewer chances to address regrets. Research distinguishes between regrets of action versus inaction. Dr. Tom Gilovich found our greatest regrets typically involve inaction. I regret never going to art school. Short-term regrets usually stem from actions, while long-term regrets come from inactions. Facing mortality clarifies priorities. Palliative nurse Bronnie Ware documented the top deathbed regret: I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Authenticity is essential to avoiding existential regret. Authentic people need only remember one script, their true self, allowing them to live honestly. Though negative, regret can be valuable. Jeff Bezos might never have founded Amazon without his regret minimization framework. He projected himself at age 80 and asked, "I knew that when I was 80, I was not going to regret having tried this, but I knew the one thing I might regret is not ever having tried." Happiness emerges as a destination reached through optimal decisions rather than direct pursuit. Viktor Frankl noted that happiness cannot be pursued, it must ensue, as a byproduct of dedication to something greater than oneself. While directly chasing happiness can backfire, cognitive reframing, mindfulness, and gratitude practices prove beneficial. Maintaining perspective during hardship comes from contextualizing troubles within a broader framework. David McCallum demonstrated this by maintaining grace despite 29 years of wrongful imprisonment through daily gratitude. Studies show regular gratitude practitioners report 25% higher life satisfaction. Though genetics determine about 50% of our happiness baseline, we architect the rest through intentional choices. Finding the right spouse, increasing happiness by up to 30%, working in the right profession, job satisfaction correlates with 40% of overall life satisfaction, seeking moderation, approaching life playfully, pursuing variety, persisting toward meaningful goals, developing anti-fragility to failure, and minimizing regret through authentic living. Happiness emerges naturally when living authentically. Your life is an infinitesimally rare gift, approximately 1 in 400 trillion. Honor that miracle by building a life reflecting your true values rather than others' expectations, and happiness becomes the natural result of a life well-lived.